have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Nothing can stop me.
Nothing can
block
me.
I am a winner. Look at your name and say, I seek the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me.
Got victory. You gotta see victory over your life.
Nothing can stop me. Yeah, nothing can block me. Yeah, I am a winner. I seek the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. Yeah, I am a winner. I seek the victory. Oh, I speak over the enemy. Yeah, I speak over the enemy.
Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Thank you. that you made whole. Holy Spirit, you take control. Give me a heart after your heart. Give me a heart that won't conquer. Give me a heart after your heart. Give me a heart.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank the Lord on today, for this is the day that he has made, and we, you and I, shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank the Lord for you being here with us on today on Shabbat Saturday with Apostle Dawn. Amen. And my co-host, Bishop Dr. Kevin Gross. Amen. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know that there is a word of victory for you today, as the song said, I have the victory, hallelujah, over the enemy, and the world can't do me no harm, amen. The word says, hallelujah, that we triumph always in Christ Jesus. It also says that, yeah, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, amen. And it also says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. And we thank the Lord on today. Yes, we thank the Lord on today that the word of victory is being declared and decreed here on Shabbat Saturday. So we honor him on today because he is Jehovah Gabor, the God that will fight on your behalf, that will contend with those who contend with you. Amen, amen, amen. I am on 100 today. Because I'm so excited about my co-host, amen, Bishop Dr. Kevin Gross, amen. I'm not even going to, amen, delay the hour. I know that you are at the gate and you are ready to run. Man of God, release what the Spirit of God has placed in your mouth for the people of God. You have the platform.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle Westbrook, for inviting me to this awesome platform this morning on Shabbat Saturday. It is such an honor to be before God's people to deliver the word of the Lord in this hour. I am just excited about what God is doing and what he has placed upon my heart for the people of God today. Because we know that there is so much going on in the world today, and there are so many concerns in the people of God and in the body of Christ that, you know, it is time, it is an hour where the men and women of God have to stand up and proclaim what thus says the Lord. And we know that we don't have to worry if we just stay steadfast in the things of God. We don't have the same concerns and cares of this world. So I'm going to get right into the word of God this morning because I know that the Lord is going to bless us tremendously in his word. This morning, I want to simply talk about this kingdom standard that we must live into. And first and foremost, I'm going to give God what is owed to him. And we are going to open up in prayer. Father, in the blessed name of your Son, we thank you and praise you because you are an awesome God and there is none like you. Now, Father, as we go forth, all of you and none of me, let the words that proceed out of this vessel be pleasing unto you and that your people will have an ear to hear. We thank you and praise you for the visitation today. All of you, none of me, be in the midst of this conversation as we deliver the word to your people. We thank you and praise you in the blessed name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen. 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 All right. This morning or this afternoon, for some of you, I want to really talk about the kingdom mindset or the kingdom lordship. And every economy needs a system, a commonwealth system. Every government needs a commonwealth system in order for it to thrive. And we know in the kingdom of God that our commonwealth system is our lordship, our lordship. That is very vital. If you are listening to us today, I want you to take extensive notes because we're going to break down some very strategic principles of God and what we are supposed to be doing today. But we want to talk about this commonwealth system that is in the kingdom. We know that for every economy to thrive, it has to have an economy. And the economy in the kingdom of God is a commonwealth system, meaning that the wealth is common. The wealth is common, meaning that God is no respecter of person. And when it comes to those who are citizens in God's kingdom, that it is everything is available to all of us. And this is why this lordship, if you will, is only used in a commonwealth system, in God's system. The word Lord, we use oftentimes in our different presentations of God, in our different prayers of God, but do we really understand what we're saying when we use the term Lord? When we use the term Lord, the word Lord simply means owner, master. Owner, master. Why is that important? Because in our economic system, in a kingdom, the king owns everything and supplies everything to the people. That is the economy or the commonwealth in a kingdom. And we are all citizens in God's kingdom. And that's why it's vital that we understand the economics in the kingdom of God is our lordship. When we declare that he is our Lord, what we are saying is he is the owner and the master of me. That's important because in a democratic system, the people takes care of the government. It's the complete opposite. So it's important when we are citizens in God's kingdom that we understand how our economy flows in his kingdom, and it is through our lordship. Why is that important? Well, let me take you to a couple of scriptures in the Bible that I'm sure you have read but probably haven't read. I want to first take you to the book of Exodus chapter 6 and verse number 2. Exodus chapter 6 and verse number 2. The Bible says that, and God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But my name, Lord, I was not known to them. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Did you hear what the word of God just declared? He said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But my name, Lord, was not known to them. People of God, why is that important? Because here God lays out a foundation to Moses the name that he wanted to use because of the assignment that was given to Moses. Come on, somebody. He said, see, to Jacob, to Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob, I wanted to exemplify a God of strength to them, a God of mighty, a God of power. He said, I made myself known to them. I appeared to them as God Almighty, but I did not make my name, Lord, known unto them. He says, but Moses, because of your assignment, come on, somebody, because of your assignment is to go get back my people who are in bondage. See, I just told you the word Lord means owner or master. So what God is saying unto Moses is, those are my people. And because they are my people, I need you to tell Pharaoh, my name is Lord. Come on, somebody. He said, I did not reveal myself to them because their assignment was different than yours, Moses. I need you to go get back what's rightfully mine, so I need you to declare that I am the Lord, the owner of that thing. So Moses' assignment, the name that Moses had to use was owner or master because of his assignment. I'm going somewhere this evening or this afternoon. The assignment was important because it depicts what God's name in the assignment was to go back and get what was rightfully his. Owner, go get my people. So he said, I did not make my name, Lord, known to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But because Moses, your assignment is to go get back something that belongs to me, tell them, tell Pharaoh, I am the Lord. Why is that so significant? I'm going to read another story to you in the New Covenant, recorded in Luke chapter 19 and verse number 28. Luke chapter 19 and verse number 28. The Bible says, when he had said this and went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem, and it came to pass when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olive, that he sent two of the disciples saying, go into the village opposite of you. Where you enter there, you will find a colt or a donkey tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. The Lord has need of it. Now, I found this very interesting because, number one, if you read on in this text, you will see that the Bible says that the owners of that thing began to question the disciples, the owners of this cult, if you will. But when he said the Lord has need of it, they understood that they had to release it because the rightful owner requested it. Come on, somebody. The Lord, Christ didn't say, tell them that Christ has need of it. He didn't say, tell them that Yeshua has need of it. He says, tell them the Lord has need of it. He was speaking a language in regards to our economy within the kingdom system, that the king owns everything. And therefore, he was speaking a language in which the people would understand when he said, tell them that the Lord has need of it. What am I saying, people of God? What am I saying? What am I saying? What am I saying? What I'm saying today is our nation is in such a disarray right now. The world is in such a disarray right now, and we're trying to find out what we are supposed to be doing this time, this hour, and this season. And I came to share with you on Shabbat Saturday that our assignment today is about winning souls. And I'm going to share with you the strategy in which we are to use in this hour and in this time. Come on, somebody. The Bible declares that the Christ said, tell them that the Lord has need of it. Tell them that the Lord has need of it. Why is that so significant? Because I just shared with you in Exodus where the Lord had not even revealed the name Lord to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He only revealed it to Moses because of Moses' assignment. Moses' assignment was to go get back something that belonged to God, which is why Christ, in his dispensation, as he is going into Jerusalem, he tells them to go and get this donkey, if you will, or this colt, and if anybody give you any trouble, just tell them the Lord has need of it. The rightful owner has need of it. Now, in this great despair, if you will, that the people of God and that the world in today, and that our number one goal is saving souls, because that is God's ultimate plan is that all man be saved. All man be saved. So we know during these crises, if you will, what our assignment is. And our assignment is very difficult because the world has influenced the people, if you will, with so much chatter, with so much junk, if you will, that it makes it difficult for us to penetrate God's people because they are so flooded and bombarded with the things of the world. But I came to share with you today that it is very simple for us. It is laid out for us, and that we have to get on the we have to get where the rubber meets the road, and we have to get down out in the streets and the highways and the byways, and we got to share this message with them. And if they have an issue with it, tell them that the Lord has need of it. Come on, somebody. The Lord has need of your vessel, because he says in his word that all I need is a willing vessel. And he who wins souls, come on, somebody, he who wins souls is wise. And the way we have to approach this thing is we have to use God's word to approach this thing. We have to simply share with people the love of God that we have for them, no matter what state they're in, no matter how wealthy they look, no matter how they come across, no matter how worldly they look. We have to tell them that the Lord has need of that vessel. Come on, somebody. He's the rightful owner of that vessel. So I have to share with them the love of God, and I have to share with them that the Lord has need of that vessel in this hour. The rubber has met the road, people of God. We are entering, we are in the end times. We are, the Bible is fully manifesting itself. But the Bible declares, he says, until this gospel of the kingdom is preached to every nation, then the end can come. So we got a little time, people. We got a little time to win some souls. We got a little time to get out there in the highways and the byways and to declare to the people of God that the Lord has need of it. He is the rightful owner. This is what the Bible declares when he talks about redemption, redeem. The word re is a prefix. Deem is the actual word. When you separate the prefix from the word, deem simply means to own something by creative right. To own it by creative right. Re is a prefix, and it simply means original intent, or to go back to original. So when you combine the two words, redeem, it simply means to go back to the original, or to own something, or to retake something that was owned by creative right. God created man. God created man. God created man. Therefore, he has deemed you, which means to own something by creative right. And to redeem means to go back to the original. In other words, because of man's frailties, because of man's failures, we surrendered our authority unto the enemy. And now God has to now retake what his original creation was. He has to now redeem it. That's what the word deem means. It is the same message, that it is the same mandate that he gave unto Moses. He says, when you go to Pharaoh, tell him that the Lord has sent you. I am the Lord. He says, who shall I say sent me? Tell him I am the Lord. I am the owner. I am the rightful owner of my people, because I deem them. Own them by creative right. And that's what the word Lord means. And that is the foundation of our economic system in the kingdom of God as citizens in his great kingdom. Our economic system is our lordship. Because in our lordship, the owner provides for the people. And this is why we call him Lord. Because he takes care of us, and we in this hour, people of God. We have to get out in the highways and the byways, and we have to declare to these people, declare to our family members, declare to those who are not walking upright, declare to those who have fallen by the wayside that the Lord has need of that vessel. Come on, somebody. The Lord has need of it. When they look at you with their faces, when they look at you with the frowns, when they look at you and say, I'm living my best life, you just simply look them in the eyes and tell them that the Lord has need of it. Because he deemed it. He's the rightful owner. He is our economy. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? He who wins souls is wise. That is our great commission today. And we have to simply, with love and caring and kindness, and declare to them, the Lord has need of it. Notice the disciples, they didn't even flinch when Christ gives them this command. They realize that I have to go steal this colt. It didn't even cross their mind. They simply, what he said, tell them that the Lord has need of it. If anybody questions you, tell them that the Lord has need of it. They didn't even flinch. They simply just obeyed. They simply just obeyed. The Bible says, so those who were sent went their way and found it just as he said it to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owner of it said to them, now this really gets me, because the Bible declares that they were the owners of the colt. And they began to ask questions, and the owners of it said to them, why are you loosing the colt? Now, if you own something and someone is taking that thing that you own, of course you're going to put up a defense, if you will, to prevent them from taking what you say belongs to you. The Bible declares that these were the owners of the colt. And verse 34 says, and they said, the Lord has need of it. And they gave them no more problem. Just by simply saying the Lord, not Christ, not Yeshua, not God. He said, the Lord. Why did he use that verbiage? Because that verbiage simply means to own it. The master, owner. The rightful owner has need of it. So when we are out there witnessing people of God, when we are out there ministering to God's people, we have to declare to them that the Lord has need of them, because he owns them by creative right. He deemed us. By creative right. When you write a book, you deem that book. Because you own it. You're the creator of it. So we have been redeemed. We have been bought back by the original owner and brought back to the original intent, which was in the garden. When man didn't need a pastor, a preacher, a counselor, the word of God, we walked in the cool of the day with the word of God. The voice of God. We were in direct fellowship, and this is what God has designed from the people of God today. He wants us to be in direct fellowship with him. He wants us to be able to hear him when he's, and this, we have so much chatter and so much clutter that we can't even hear God. We're not even on the same frequency. It's time for us, people of God, to get in the highways and the byways and declare God that God wants his people back. Your assignment is just as Moses' assignment was to go and get what belonged to God. And that's why he said, tell Pharaoh that the Lord, I am the Lord. I didn't reveal myself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob under this name. Because their assignment was different. Their assignment was to exemplify my strength. He said, but Moses, your assignment is to go get back something that belongs to me. And this is why in your prayer, in your dispensations, in your verbiage, you have to declare what belongs to God. I don't pray for myself anymore. I say, Lord, do it for your name's sake. As David did, because David got a revelation that namesake simply means I'm responsible for it or my reputation is on the line. So, Lord, don't do it for me. Do it for your namesake, because you have to perform it because your reputation is on the line. I take the onus off of me and I put it on God. I'm not trying to get you saved. The Lord has need of you. It's not me. I'm just a messenger. I came to tell you that the Lord wants this vessel. It's time to get saved, people of God. It's time for salvation. It's time for the Great Commission to be manifested on the streets, on the highways and the byways. We have to stop with these watered-down messages. We have to stop with all of the shenanigans that's going on in these buildings. And we have to preach and teach the unadulterated truth to get folks saved, because he who wins souls is wise. The devil wants your soul. He don't care about you going to church. He wants your soul, because your soul is where your mind is, where your will is, and where your emotions is. That's where your decision-making is in your soul. And he wants your soul. We have to get on God's frequency, people of God. The Bible says that when Christ went to be baptized, that the voice of God, when he came up straightway, the Bible says that the voice of God descended like a dove and said, this is my beloved son who I am well pleased. And then the same spirit, that same voice that just certified him, is the same voice that sent him into the wilderness to be tested. And the Bible says that after fasting for 40 days that he was hungry. The Bible declares that he was hungry. That's extremely important, people of God, that we don't overlook that. The Bible says after fasting 40 days, he was hungry. And then the tempter came. Then the devil shows up. And the devil says, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, turn this rock into bread. Now, what just took place here? The enemy first, the first thing the enemy did is question who God said he was. Now, my first question when I read this piece of scripture, my first question was, well, who told Satan that he was the Son of God? Come on, somebody. Who told you? What? Who sent you the email? Well, Satan is a fallen angel, and he still hears on the same frequency as God. So when the voice of God descended like a dove and said, this is my beloved Son, who I am well pleased, Satan heard it also. The Bible declares in the book of Job, when God called a meeting, the Bible says of the saints, and Satan came also. Who sent him the memo? He heard it. He's a fallen angel. Why is that important? Because when God is speaking to you, when God is speaking to you, and he is constantly speaking to you, he is always speaking to you, Satan hears what God is saying to you when you don't, and therefore he launches his attacks onto you, and you don't even know why you're being attacked, because you didn't hear what God said, and he did. And that's why it's so important that we are on the same frequency as God, that our ears are tuned in, our ear gate. Why? That is so important because our eyes have lids that they can close. Our mouth has lips and we can close our mouth, but our ear gate, they don't ever close. Our ears are always open. That's why the Bible says faith coming by hearing and hearing of the word. Our ear gate is constantly open, and we have to protect our ear gate because there's chatter and all types of stuff going into our ear gate that prevents us from hearing what God is saying. Who told you that I was the Son of God? Who sent you this email or the text message? The Bible declares that he was hungry. That's essential, because the first thing Satan did was challenge him in who God said he was. And then the second thing he did was attack him where he was weak. He just declared that he was hungry. So all, listen to Satan's verbiage. He said, if you are the Son of God, challenge them in who God said he was, and then says, turn the rock into bread. Because he understood Christ had just declared that he was hungry. So what is the tactics of the enemy? He first challenges you in the area that God says you are, and then he attacks your weaknesses. I'm helping somebody today, I pray. So now you are being attacked in an area, and you don't understand why. It's probably because God is saying that's what you are, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Why am I being attacked in this area? So why are they coming up against me in this area? Why am I having such a hard time in this area? Why? Did you hear what God said about it? Are you tuned in to the same frequency that God is on? You give Satan an advantage over you when you don't hear what God is saying and he does. Because now you're up against great attack and don't even know why. People of God, it's very simple. This lordship, this economic system in God's kingdom is all predicated on the owner and the master. This vessel doesn't belong to us. It belongs to him. And this is why the word of God declares that all I need is a willing vessel. Are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing to accept the ridicule? Are you willing to accept the judgment? Are you willing to accept all the negativity that comes from people who have not been delivered? Are you willing? All I need is a willing vessel. Will you stand flat-footed? Will you stand in the highways and the byways? Will you stand from the pulpit? Will you stand all over this nation and declare that the Lord has need of you? The rightful owner has need of it. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world, all the riches, all the glamour, living my best life? This is how we reach them, people, and lose their soul. Tell them the Lord has need of it. The rightful owner has need of it. Are you tuned in to the frequency that God is on? Can you hear what God is saying. The Bible says that the voice of God walked with Adam in the cool of the day. Does the voice of God walk with you during the day? Are you speaking to him? Are you talking with him? Are you fellowship with him? Because that 15, 30-minute thing that we have been taught and conditioned to do through religion at night on our knees to give God after we done went through the whole day in the world, and now we're going to give God his 30 minutes or his 45 minutes or his 15 minutes on our knees. If I have been walking with the voice of God all day, then I don't need to get on my knees for that 15-minute ritual that I've been taught in the church. All I'm doing at the end of the day is solidifying what I talk with him about all day. I'm thanking him for what the instructions that he has given me all day. The Bible declares that we are to meditate on the word of God day and night. This is the relationship that God desires to have with us once again, is where he, the voice, walked with man in the cool of the day. We were in fellowship, constant fellowship. I can hear what he is saying. I don't have all this stuff flooding my ear gate to where my frequencies are all screwed up, where I can't understand who's talking and what information is real and what information is false. I can't decipher anything. I'm looking for the media to give me information. I'm looking for false prophets to give me information. I'm looking for preachers to give me information. And I got so much stuff going in. The frequencies are all jacked up. But I can't hear what God is saying. I haven't turned the dial to tune in to the frequency in which his voice is on. The Lord has need of you. He needs your vessel. Why is that so important? Because God, every word that God speaks is a law. And in the beginning, God said, make man in our image and in our likeness. He said, and let them have dominion, have kingdom, have rule, sovereignty over the territory in which I created. Let them. He separated himself. He didn't say, let us make man in our image and likeness and let us have dominion over the earth. He said, let them. In other words, he separated himself. Therefore, now a law was established out of the mouth of God that nothing can function and operate on the territory called earth that he created without a body. Nothing can function without a body on earth. And he says, I put my word above my name. Therefore, I am even myself is subjected to my own word. And that's why I need a willing vessel. That's why I had to enter into the earthly realm in a body. Because I'm subjected to my own word. And now I need my people. Now I need my leaders. Now I need my bishops, my prophets, my apostles. I need the people of God to go declare to my people that I need, the Lord has need of them. The rightful owner has need of them. Moses said, what shall I say to Pharaoh? What shall I say to opposition that's going to come when I go to get your people, Lord? What do I say to the opposition? He said, tell them the Lord. Tell them I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the owner. I am the rightful owner. I am their master. Christ said to the disciples, If they give you any trouble, if anybody questions you, tell them that the Lord has need of it. Ooh, God Almighty, I feel goosebumps on my arms right now because I'm ready to go out in the highways and the byways and declare to God's people that the Lord has need of them. I'm ready to declare to the opposition. I'm ready to declare to the frowns. I'm ready to declare to those who are sitting in high places because they are wealthy and think that they got the world in their hands. I'm ready to declare to them that the Lord has need of them. It's only one economic system in the kingdom of God, and that is our lordship. When we declare unto him that he is our Lord, what we are declaring is that he is my owner. He is my master, which means I don't own myself. I am subjected to the owner. That's why the world used that term landlord. Landlord, because they are the owner of the land. The Lord has need of it. I did not reveal myself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as Lord. I revealed myself to them as God Almighty because their assignment was different from yours, Moses. People of God, today your assignment is different. We now have to go get something that belongs to him. We have to go and deem his people. We have to be the mouthpiece. And if they give you any opposition, come on, somebody. If they give you any opposition, tell them that the Lord has need of it. Good God Almighty. Woo! Are you on God's frequency? Can you hear what the Lord is saying? Is there so much static that's going into your ear gate? Because what's going into your ear gate is what's being downloaded onto your hard drive, your subconscious mind. Can you hear the voice of God, or can you just hear the world frequencies? Remember, Satan is a fallen angel. Still hears on the same frequency as God. And he can hear what God is saying when you can't. It's time for us to start turning the dial and protect what goes into our ear gate. Can't listen to everything. The Bible talks about a medium, and we watch this media, and we're getting all of this information from different people, and God talks about a medium and how they should be stoned. That's another message. The point is, this evening, this afternoon, if you will, on Shabbat Saturday, the point is that the mandate is clear, that he who wins souls is wise. And that if they give me any opposition, tell them that the Lord has need of it. Will you tell them? Will you go out there and be an ambassador for Christ? Will you shout from the rooftop, owner is calling you? I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm ready for the assignment. I'm ready for the assignment because I understand that if they give me any opposition, I just tell them the Lord has need of it. It may not manifest in their spirit at that moment in time, But what I just spoke to them is going to resonate in their soul. And at some point in time, the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. I will draw men unto me. My job is to lift him up. My job is to speak his word. My job is to tell them the assignment. Tell them my story. He said, I'll draw them unto me. So it may not happen at that moment in time. But you can best believe he'll do the rest. Christ calls us ambassadors. It is time for us to take our positions in the embassy and begin to extend visas into God's kingdom. Will you demand it? Will you tell them that the Lord has need of it? Father, in the blessed name of your Son, we are coming to a close, and I'm going to pray now. Father, in the blessed name of your Son, we thank you for your visitation today on Shabbat Saturday. We thank you for your Rhema word, Father. We thank you for your right now word. We thank you, Father, for your instructions that we are to begin to protect our ear gate so that we could be on the same frequency as you, O God. And, Father, we pray for the lost right now, O God, and that you will give us the strength to go out in the highways and the byways and declare to them that the Lord has need of them. We thank you right now, Father. We thank you that you have strengthened us and given us the information that we need to win souls. In the state of our nation today, Father, folks are asking, what am I supposed to be doing? And I declare and decree on this day, O God, that the message is clear. That he who wins souls is wise. Father, those who are listening that are not citizens in your kingdom at this point in time, the Bible declares in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that you shall be saved. You now have your visa. You are now a citizen in God's kingdom. If you would just pray that prayer. And believe it. If you're listening via radio, if you're listening via internet, all you have to do is declare. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth, confession unto salvation, say it verbally, say it audibly, don't be ashamed. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Then you have to get somewhere where someone can hold your hand and walk you through this process of citizenship so that they can help you understand your rights and your benefits as a citizen in God's kingdom and understand that the economic system in his kingdom is your lordship, declaring that he is Lord. Thank you and bless you in Yeshua's name. Amen. 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 Thank you. Listening audience, and please join us on next Saturday for another Shabbat Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to come and spend this hour with you and declare that the Lord has need of it. Now, Dr. Kenny Kim, please close us out. Dr. Kimmy Kim, are you there? Well, again, thank you for listening, audience. Please join us on next week for another Shabbat Saturday. Well, we know that the Lord is going to deliver a powerful, powerful word for your nourishment and for your learning. God bless you, and we will see you or hear from you all next week. Blessings in the name of the Lord.